I only have 36 hours of recording capability, so, you know, if you don't care, I feel like... So what I would typically do, I would get more professional. I would be like this.
No, don't.
Well, again, see how I frighten young girls, especially lesbian types. Always trying to put something down right here. Some get to dig it eventually.
Creepy old man.
With a microphone.
Creepy old man.
I have my two really good mics are on the boat. I also have a three-dimensional microphone, which lets me record boat sounds and movement and shit.
That's cool. I remember I took voice lessons in high school to try and actually get parts in the musicals.
Yeah.
Before I realized, like, I loved getting to do that, and it was really fun, and I really am grateful that my parents were game to pay for that.
Hope springs eternal.
But, oh my god, it's like one of these things where, like, every year I'd audition and be like, I'm gonna get the big role, and it's like, you don't realize that it's like, no, the seniors are gonna get the big role. That's just how it
is. Oh, you didn't figure that out? Then you became a senior.
And then I got to be Maid Marian. No.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah. It's like really absurd to me now, though, of like, for me, I much prefer my lower register of my voice. Like, I am able to sing high, but are you familiar with that musical at all, of Music Man?
No, I'm not. What is it? That's the one that has, no, it's Fiddler on the Roof.
But like the Maid Marian, or Marian the Librarian, like she, like she has this one song that is, I will sing it for you. My white knight, not a Lancelot or an angel with wings. And it's like all high and all vibrato and like all this just really absurd shit. I'm like, oh God. It would be wild to go back and listen to it. And mortifying.
You're on the list.
But, yeah. So that's that.
I would like us to try something a cappella together.
Okay.
I don't know what that is yet.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to do it Parsley Rivers, Mary Sage and Simon. It's really pretty. But I love a lot of Simon and Garfunkel.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And me and a former buddy, he and I had a fight. Used to do the boxer together. Do you have any chance you could possibly learn how to play some of that one day?
I'm trying to remember which one that is.
I am just a poor boy, that story seldom told. I have squandered my resistance for a pocket full of mumbles, such are promises. All lies and jest, still a man hears what he wants to hear and disregards the rest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So.
I
can't sing and play that at the same time.
That would be one that I could not sing and play either, but we can.
I also researched the background track. There is a MIDI track that does the incredible drumming sound
cool.
To that. And that's two separate people doing that other thing.
Yeah.
So,
Yeah, we can do that one.
Okay. Now, I actually changed the verse around to be from a female. I get to do this all this time, you know. I'm always changing a verse just a little bit. So I changed song to actually be able to be sung from a female perspective.
Mm. I'm not familiar enough with the words to remember what it was even about. It's
a very subtle set of changes. And doesn't, if it's ever you're interested in that.
Can you hold this for a moment?
I might take it from you.
Air.
But no, this is your turn. This is
your
moment.
Yeah, like it's my moment. Put on my granny sweater.
Here you go, Granny. When you were a kid, did they have like electronic appliances for women?
I don't know. I wasn't allowed out of my room.
Well, I heard they all got replaced by the rectangles that seemed to be attached to our hands.
I was too busy doing laundry outside.
Is it true you used to have to use a wire to talk to a computer?
We had a rotary phone and no voice answering machine.
Oh, good, we got this recorded.
This is Gillian Welsh's Look at Miss Ohio.
So again, we had one really big winner, which was the eighth one, and this is 387, which was also a major.